This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Dozens of Ukrainian emergency workers were laboring to pull people out of the rubble after a Russian rocket attack smashed into three apartment buildings in eastern Ukraine, killing at least 15 people. More than 20 people were believed still trapped Sunday after the attack a day earlier in the eastern town of Chasiv Yar. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon reports.
Emergency workers continue to work tirelessly to find survivors a day after the rocket attack. The residential town in the Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine is only 20 kilometers southeast of Kramatorsk, a major target as Russian forces grind westward. Irina Shulimova, a local resident, says, "Now we are afraid of everything. We are afraid of night, we are afraid of this day, because we don't know what it brings us." However, Russia continues to claim it's only hitting targets of military value in the war. The Russian Defense Ministry has not commented on the attack. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky also said that he, on Sunday, that all of those responsible for strikes against civilians in the country would be punished. The strike late Saturday destroyed buildings in the residential quarter inhabited mostly by people who work in nearby factories, and again, at least 15 people were killed. Japan's governing party and its coalition partners scored a major victory in a parliamentary election Sunday, imbued with the meaning after the assassination of former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, amid uncertainty about how his loss may affect the party unity. The Liberal Democratic Party and its junior coalition partner, Kamida, raised their combined share in the 248-seat chamber to 146. This is VOA News. Donald Trump's former close advisor, Steve Bannon, has told the congressional panel investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol that he is ready to testify. It's a change of heart days before he is due to be tried for contempt of Congress. VOA's Diane Roberts with more.
In a letter to the committee seen by Reuters Sunday, Bannon's lawyer wrote to say the former president would waive the claim of executive privilege, which Bannon had cited in refusing to appear before the committee. In a letter from Trump to Bannon seen by Reuters, Trump said he was waiving executive privilege because he, quote, watched how unfairly you and others have been treated, end quote. Bannon, who served as Trump's chief strategist in 2017, is scheduled to go on trial July 18th on two criminal contempt charges for refusing to testify or provide documents. The letter from the lawyer said Bannon preferred to testify publicly, but a committee member told CNN that ordinarily the committee takes a deposition behind closed doors. The House panel is due to hold public hearings on Tuesday and Thursday this week. Diane Roberts, VOA News, Washington.
President Joe Biden says that he's considering declaring a public health emergency to free up federal resources to promote abortion access, even though the White House has said it does not seem like a great option. Biden also has a message to people enraged by the Supreme Court's ruling last month that ended a constitutional right to an abortion and who have been demonstrating across the country. He said, keep protesting, keep making your point. It's critically important.
As president, I don't have the authority to say that we're going to, state Roe v. Wade as the law of the land. The only way we do that is through an election in the United States Congress.
Sri Lanka has, the opposition's political parties have met to install a new government a day after the president and prime minister offered to resign in the most dramatic day of months-long turmoil. Protesters stormed both officials' homes on Saturday and set fire to one of the buildings in a rage over the country's economic collapse. Crowds remained on the premises on Sunday, splashing in the pool and lounging on the beds. Senate Majority Leader, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, has tested positive for COVID-19 and reports experiencing very mild symptoms. Schumer's spokesman, Justin Goodman, says in a statement that the New York Democrat is fully vaccinated and has received two booster shots. Goodman says a 71-year-old majority leader will follow federal health guidelines and quarantine this week while working remotely. There's more at voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.